People magazine reported over 100 Christmas movies were being released this holiday season. I, for one, am here for them all. But let's face it, the chaotic reality of a working mom during the holiday season isn't likely to be a storyline on the Hallmark Channel. The romance doesn't mirror any holiday trope, and it's unlikely we'll be having snowball fights with perfectly manicured hands in a small town, decorated for the season in a way even Pinterest would be jealous. But for today, we're going to take a fun journey into our own working mom Hallmark storyline. Get ready to laugh as we paint the real picture of Christmas from a working mom's perspective. Let's dig in. Hey there, welcome to Working Mom Moments. Do you find yourself craving work-life balance and wishing you had more time in your day? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to get it all done, how to increase energy, or even searching for flexible jobs? Hey there, I'm Lacey. I too am a working mom that has struggled with the juggling act of getting it all done. I wanted more energy, less stress, and honestly, a little time to do something for myself. But I kept telling myself, well, this is just the way of life for working moms, and I had to power through. Until I found a little secret. I needed to get unstuck in order to create a life I truly enjoyed at home and at work. In this podcast, you'll find that secret too. You'll find time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and a roadmap to mindset transformation. If you're ready to thrive as a working mom, you're in the right place. Block off this time on your calendar as a meeting with yourself, and let's dig in. Hey y'all, do you want to come hang out with a group of working moms who get what it's like to juggle career and motherhood? Inside the free Working Mom Moments Facebook group, you'll get support, encouragement, time-saving solutions, motivation for the hard days, and really strategies to help with the mental load of being a working mom. Simply head over to facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. Also, I would love for you to become an insider and get regular emails from me, including the latest blogs and podcast episodes so you don't miss a thing, and tips and perspectives to help you find better balance and more joy as a working mom. Simply head over to laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. This holiday season, my guilty pleasure is Hallmark movies. And I know I'm not alone, but being honest, it's not just this holiday. I love a good Hallmark movie every Christmas. And with over 100 new movies this year between Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, Lifetime, Hallmark, the list goes on, the target audience is geared heavily at women. But what you and I have probably already gathered is that Hallmark movies aren't real. I know, shocker, right? They don't show what happens after this idealistic love and passion. When you have kids, when you're juggling career and motherhood and have financial strifes, when you're dealing with aging parents and sibling rivalry, not just your kids, your actual own siblings as well. Oh, no, no. Those are the reality shows that we choose to binge to feel better about our lives. But imagine if there was a Hallmark movie geared at the working mom of true reality. I'd say let's get ready for a movie that finally tells the real story of the woman behind the chaos. Honestly, there's a good chance my movie geared at working moms over the holidays would probably flop and no one would watch it. I mean, it's not glamorous. Although, truly, when you peel back the layers and remove some of the stress and some of the chaos, what I've found is that being a working mom during the holiday season can actually be pretty darn heartwarming. In the picturesque world of Hallmark holiday movies, we're accustomed to seeing the lead characters with a seemingly infinite amount of free time, perfectly coiffed hair, and the extraordinary ability to decorate an entire town square with an ease that defies the laws of physics. Not too likely for any of us listening to this, or even the one that's speaking it. I want to take us on a fun little journey today that makes us explore what a holiday Hallmark movie might look like if our lead character was a working mom juggling all of the chaos of real-life festivities, deadlines, and a husband who, quite honestly, is just as busy at work as she is. If we were to break it down into little nuggets, we can start with what she wears. Let's talk about the typical festive holiday movie. Our lead character's always impeccably dressed in festive outfits, regardless of the occasion, But in our real life version, our working mom's wardrobe consists of yoga pants if you're feeling fancy. If you're work from home, you're likely wearing pajama pants or workout shorts that you actually didn't use to work out. They're just comfortable. And above the waist is a little more professional setting. That blouse that probably has a coffee stain because as you were trying to juggle and shift between Zoom and your email, you knocked over the cup of coffee on your desk onto your blouse. And your holiday style includes anything that doesn't scream, "I barely have time to breathe." It's probably the same sweater that you bought 3 years ago and keep reusing for the holidays every year. Meanwhile, your kids are getting brand new outfits each and every holiday season. Somehow I don't know how that works, but it does. Moving on to our next category, romance with her partner. In holiday movies, we often see romantic subplots with charming strangers or running into old flames. I need nothing to do with more people in my life, and certainly not old flames. In our working mom's world, her partner is also crazily busy with work, shares fleeting glances during rush dinners before collapsing in bed from sheer exhaustion. And if you're anything like my household, you sometimes don't even make it to bed. It might just be falling asleep on the couch or my new favorite place, the recliner that I bought. That really tells you how old I am when I'm super excited to buy a recliner. But the love language is mostly expressed through maybe text messaging or, if you're really sophisticated, calendar invites so you can schedule a little time with yourself. As we move towards the next stage of what a Hallmark or holiday love movie might look like, we look at the chaos of holiday activities in relation to what we see on the screen versus reality. Hallmark leads characters to merrily bake cookies and build gingerbread houses with their families. That, to me, is super stressful. These gingerbread houses you try to put together and then they fall down, they collapse, kids are crying because they don't have the right ingredients. Their sibling took all of the good ingredients to put on top of the house and theirs is falling down and the gingerbread is not strong enough to even sustain the frosting. It becomes a nightmare. Meanwhile, continuing in reality, our working mom is racing between kids' school pageants, soccer and basketball games, and the office holiday potluck, which if we're being real, we probably ordered something from Target to be delivered to us because we don't have time to go bake anything, and who even shops in a store anymore? She's lucky if she can grab a few minutes to string some lights on the tree without tripping over a stray toy. In our next category, reality and fantasy can kind of blend if you are in somewhat of a similar office setting. In the movies, and sometimes in reality, our lead character, our working mom, might have a boss that is, in essence, the Grinch, relentlessly demanding last-minute projects to be completed before the new year, while the working mom is trying to figure out how to get it all done. And I would like to put a disclaimer in here that I do not have a Grinch for a boss, and I try not to be one as well. But in this reality or fantasy blend, there really is no time for sipping on hot cocoa because those snowball fights really are going to take most of your time. And then any time that you do have left over, you have to work on spreadsheets a mile long and have a to-do list to conquer thanks to your Grinchy boss. But the difference in music style is probably worth exploring as well. So we have our holiday Hallmark movie and we have the reality of what we actually live through as working moms during the holiday season. And I would say the Hallmark movie, the soundtrack is very different than what we experience in real life. Our holiday movies feature heartwarming and original holiday tunes, upbeat and heartwarming. Our working mom's reality is that she has a playlist that's both eclectic and upbeat because she has to stay motivated. You can expect a chorus of Jingle Bell Rock mixed with maybe some pulsating beats of Eye of the Tiger for that extra push. So a little different music if we were to create our own working mom's Hallmark holiday movie. And the setting of the movie has to be different as well. So while Hallmark is usually showcasing picturesque towns of charming cities blanketed in snow, you can just see it, right? Our working mom's version, and in reality, we're typically in a suburban neighborhood with half-lit Christmas lights, an overworked neighbor who is barely hanging on, and a local grocery store as the hub for any last-minute shopping. I may or may not have been guilty of gifting people whatever I could find at the grocery store. I promise to do a better job this year. I really do. But really, our lead character's daily dilemma involves grabbing Costco pre-made dinners, running out of wrapping paper at 2 a.m., and trying to squeeze in a power nap during her lunch break. I personally cannot do that. I've never been able to take a nap during the day. I can barely sleep at night. So I'm jealous of those people, but I hear that this is the way to go if you can power nap. Her moments, though, of self-discovery, quote, self-discovery are happening in her car, if even happening at all. And it's mostly in between errands and are often interrupted by texts, calls, emails, or whining children. In the end, our working mom might not have the perfectly wrapped presents, an elegant ice skating date with a handsome stranger, or their husband, but this working mom really embodies the true spirit of the holidays. We do a lot as working moms to not only meet requirements at work and make sure things get done at home, but to really blend the two together, especially during the holiday season, to try to create meaningful memories and moments for our kids. And oftentimes we do a lot ourselves and a lot falls on our shoulders. While one, you can certainly work on delegating this holiday season, I really encourage you to do that. But one of the cool things that happens when you are responsible for getting a lot done is that you also have the power to make decisions to change the situation if you're not happy with it. So if you feel like you're rushing around, if you feel like you want more of this Hallmark holiday movie style of experience, you have the opportunity to create more of a life that you want this holiday. If you need to slow down because you're running around like crazy, trying to get kids to and from activities, sports, programs, all of the things, maybe one evening during the week, you take a pause and everybody skips their practice. I'm not encouraging you to skip practices all the time, but for us, every once in a while, we need that break. We need that time to reconnect and not feel the rush of go, go, go. And more so than ever is the holiday season. So if you are in charge of doing a lot this holiday season, look for one, a way that you can delegate, and two, a way that you can restructure your time so it fits in your values and your priorities that you would like to see this holiday season. Because Hallmark movies give us a dose of holiday fantasy, but we also need to recognize that we're doing a lot and it may not look, well, very good chance it will not look like what you see on the screen. And we like to escape into reality. I do. I like to dream or to live life through somebody on the screen. That's fun to see, but I know that that's not my expectation of reality. And I hope that that is the same for you, because truly we need to celebrate the working moms who make the real magic happen each and every year, all while wearing a stained blouse on your Zoom calls, and a smile that shines brighter than any star atop of a Christmas tree. So with that, I actually want to lead into a quick little story. Now, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you are not driving and you are in a safe place, or maybe you're sitting down somewhere, I think it's okay for you to sit down, close your eyes, and take a quick drink of your hot cocoa. And you can pretend that this is your Hallmark movie as I read you a little story called 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And it is not the story that you may have heard before. 'Twas the night before Christmas. The chaos was in swing. Working moms everywhere had challenges to bring. Time management tangoed, a festive sight to see. Juggling work deadlines and trimming of the tree. Shopping, oh shopping, a holiday feat. Amidst the office rush, finding gifts quite the heat. Decorating the house, what a merry juggle, with garlands and lights in a time management struggle. Meal planning danced in with ingredients to fetch, balancing work calls and a holiday stretch. Activities galore for the kids, a parade. School events and crafts where time quickly strayed. Travel plans in the mix, oh, what a fuss. Arrangements to make, but time flew, oh, woe to us. Financial balance, the budget's quite a bind. Gifts, travel, expenses, all a whirling in the mind. Parties to attend, the invites never cease. A scheduling maze, oh what a caprice. Childcare a puzzle when schools shut their door. Working moms need magic and maybe a bit more. Managing expectations, a societal spin. Perfection demands, but where does one begin? Stress mounts like snowflakes in a holiday storm. Amid work and festivities, calm seems the norm. Year-end deadlines knock, they don't seem to pause. Work waits for no one, not even for Santa Claus. Illness creeps in, a visitor unwelcome. 'Tis the season for sniffles, colds, and glum. Guilt tiptoes closer, its burden so near. For missing a moment, it whispers, oh dear. Self-care a treasure, elusive in view. Amidst holiday clamor, a rarity so true. Emotional labor, a heart-tugging plight. Balancing joyous cheer, keeping all spirits light. Sleep, oh, it flees, in the night it hides. Amidst wrapping and planning, it swiftly subsides. Traditions beloved, but oh, what a dance to keep them alive amidst the holiday trance. Family expectations, diverse and bright, celebrations intertwine. Oh, what a sight. Post-holiday work, a transition to mend, back to the grind after holidays that end. Yet through all these trials, these challenges so funny, working moms keep it merry, their spirits always sunny. So this Christmas, remember the one who prevails with yesterday's mascara and countless details. Working moms, they're the heroes, the stars in the night, shining brightly above their love's purest light. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Thank you for your continuous support and listening to the podcast. I know you could have chosen to spend your time anywhere else and you chose to spend it here. I hope you have a great holiday season. I hope this episode has helped you, and I'd love for you to come and join and share your favorite working mom tip in my free community where we discuss mindset, motivation, time-saving strategies, and so much more. I'll meet you over at Facebook.com/groups/workingmommoments. And be sure to sign up for my insider email at laceyjungman.com/insider. I'll see you there. Hey y'all, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 quick seconds and share it with a friend who may need to hear this message as a working mom? Also, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up when I hear from listeners to know that this podcast is helping you. Okay, time to cross a few more things off my never-ending to-do list. I know you can relate. So I'll meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Until our next Working Mom moment, have a beautiful day.